In 2017, the Ministry for Primary Industries reclassified Mānuka honey in an effort to maintain New Zealand's position in a competitive international market. However, the gradings have had disastrous effects on businesses in Te Tai Tokiro. At a hui recently in Ōtelia, stakeholders discussed the issues and proposed solutions to support a collapsing industry.
So when the definition came out in December 2017, they gave us 2 months or a month or 2 months to get to comply with the definition. We believed at the time that the science behind it wasn't robust. They probably chose the wrong chemical markers. But up here in Tai Tukuru, a couple of those chemical markers are problematic. So with the Mānuka honey definition, you have to meet the 4 chemical markers in the DNA test. And so they haven't taken into account regional variations. Okay, so that's the issue that we've got here right now. They did not consult. It was a dictatorship. They were telling us what needs to be done. And for Māori as a treaty partner, we were listened to.
The definition of Mānuka honey is made up of 5 compounds indigenous to New Zealand Mānuka bush, 4 from the nectar and 1 from the pollen, which is then identified as either monofloral or multifloral honey. This new definition has since seen 50% of Northland crops excluded and now only holding a value of $18 per kilo compared to $70 per kilo previously.
From the data I've collected, more than 50% of the honey from Tai Tokiro is declared non-Mānuka by the MPI definition, but by their science definition, it is monofloral Mānuka. So they've just made a tick of a pen and suddenly they've said 50% of our crop is worthless, and that's the problem.
Chair of Ngāti Hine Forestry Trust, Peter Tipine, said the classifications have been catastrophic to local businesses in a time when the government is moving forward in its regional development plans to plant more Mānuka.
What that does to our industry is take away money from the profits, and for the smaller landholders, beekeepers, etc., they can't sustain it, and so they shed jobs, they shed profit that otherwise would go around our small communities. And the government just needs to realise that while they think it's working, Tai Tokiro becomes collateral damage for the rest of the country. We want the minister to get the Ministry for Primary Industries to look at the definition and revert to an interim measure until we can get something that is fair to all and doesn't impose on us here in Tai Tokiro.